I spend most of my time in circles where commas are handled pretty well. The writers I edit, the writers I know socially, the editors I work for, all have a pretty good grasp of how to use commas. I'm sure if you pressed them on the matter, it wouldn't take long till many were confessing to you that they operate a lot on instinct. Most are probably a little insecure in their knowledge of actual rules. But in general, these are people good at using commas, and they know they're good at it. But there is one situation that seems to trip everyone up. It's illustrated in this example. The hotel staff can arrange a wide array of entertaining activities, from hikes through the Sonoran Mountains, to guided tours of the area's unique historical sites, to gallery excursions highlighting painting, sculpture, and local crafts. A lot of writers I edit, and even friends I talk to about these things, are inclined to put commas before some instances of the word to in a sentence like this. That is, they would write, from hikes through the Sonoran Mountains, comma, to guided tours of the area's unique historical sites, comma, to gallery excursions highlighting painting, etc. It makes sense why you'd feel a natural impulse to put commas here. This whole thing has the feel of a list. They offer hikes, comma, tours, comma, and gallery excursions. But really, in a sentence like this, the items aren't connected the same way as the items in a list. In a list like hikes, tours, and excursions, the items are said to be coordinate. That is, there's an implied and between them, hikes and tours and excursions. And because one of the comma's jobs is to separate coordinate items in a list, that is to replace ands, we use commas between coordinate items like these. So hikes and tours and excursions becomes hikes, comma, tours, and so on. But that's not what's going on in our example sentence. Let's hear part of it again so we can look at the connective tissue. The hotel staff can arrange a wide array of activities, from hikes through the Sonoran Mountains to guided tours of the area's unique historical sites to gallery excursions. In this excerpt, the listed items are not being connected by a real or implied and. They're connected with to. And that's why, even though that sentence would probably arrive at my desk with commas between those items, I would take them all out. The only comma I would leave in that would be the one after activities and before from. The hotel staff can arrange a wide array of entertaining activities, comma, from hikes, and so on. Or maybe I'd use a dash there instead. That would really depend on my mood and the general length and unwieldiness of the sentence. But the commas before the two items would come out. Not long ago, a PR representative whose writing I was editing got downright huffy with me about this. He wanted his commas put back in. So here's how I explained this matter to him. You wouldn't put commas in the expression from soup to nuts, would you? Not even if you made it from soup to nuts to dessert? That, I explained, is basically how your from to list works. That was the last I heard from him on the matter. The piece went to press without his beloved commas. Of course, commas are flexible enough that they do allow you some leeway on how to use them. Sometimes they are a good choice to distinguish unwieldy bits of a sentence. But any from-to list that is seriously in need of commas wouldn't have gotten past me anyway. If it were truly unwieldy, I would have just reworded the whole thing. So in my book, no construction that takes the form from blank to blank need ever have a comma before the word to.